Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Jope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Jope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
The show is starting, so we either break off this long conversation we've been having about Warren Moon, or we just continue it.
Well, I mean, really, what more is there to be said?
Well, that's
although I guess
you and I would say
I guess we could say it on the air.
Nobody else knows anything.
No, right.
About what's been said.
We could leave it as a mystery. It's not really that mysterious.
I feel like Warren Moon was probably really underrated. Wasn't there always kind of a, I don't know, like they didn't win in the playoffs.
Gadget offense, run and shoot, right? Blowing a, how big was the lead?
35-3.
Yeah, right, 35. Thank you for refreshing my memory.
How about that interference call that wasn't made in overtime?
So, you know.
Somewhere Warren Moon is still rolling his eyes about
that. Yeah, I got to admit, I said something, you brought it up. I don't remember exactly the context in which, I mean, obviously we're talking about football, and I think I was trying to make a point about how much more prolific passing, you know, just quarterbacks are, like the best quarterbacks are. You know, so much better. And there's truth in that, in accuracy, lack of interceptions, that kind of thing has really changed from the 80s and 90s into here, the 2010s and 2020s. But I said something about how, like, was Kelly's best year 91? Was that his MVP year? That was the year I had in my head when I was thinking about it anyway.
Thurman won the MVP.
Okay.
Kelly was second.
Kelly's best year, right? Like, he didn't even throw for, he probably threw for 3,000 yards or something. I said kind of flippantly. And now the best guys are throwing for 5,000 yards. And you went looking at Kelly's numbers, and turns out he was closer to 4,000 yards in 91. And that's where Warren Moon came off the top rope. In 1991, this blew my mind because I wouldn't have guessed anyone in 1991 was over 4,000 yards passing. Mm-hmm. Warren Moon was 4,690. In 1991. I mean, that's just a monster season. That's a monster season now, let alone in 1991. And thus the conversation about the great Warren Moon.
So that ranks 50th all time. 4,690. 50th all time. The only ones older, you know, previous to that, ahead of Moon, would be Fouts in 80, Marino in 86, Fouts in 81, Marino in 84. Marino threw for 5,000 yards in 84, which would have been the record until Breeze and Brady. So, yeah. At age 22, by the way.
Marino.
It's enough about him, though. Yeah, yeah. It's enough about him.
And his isotoner gloves.
Well, what was the point? What was the point? Like, it was some, as it's been, like, kind of off and on here for weeks, if not years at this point, trying to figure out the Bills on offense, how do they want to be different, if at all? And I think Amari Cooper is interesting for this last year. Because like a lot of these kind of things, you really could look at that a couple of different ways. So you'll often bring up that they traded for Cooper as a reason to think they're not like necessarily all set about their passing offense, or weren't, if not, that's still the case.
Yeah, otherwise, why do it? I mean, you're giving up a decent asset. I mean, it's not your best asset, but still, it'd be nice to have that third-round pick in your pocket if you didn't think you needed Amari Cooper.
I think, though, you could also say you would always want to do that. Like, you have a chance to win, and even if you have just injuries, like, you're getting somebody who was really good. I mean, the year before, if not at times early last year, you didn't really know with Cleveland, maybe because of how bad Watson was. But you're getting somebody that at least recently was really productive.
I was expecting him to do about double what he did here.
Oh, I wanted to think at least that, yes. What was it? 20 catches and then a couple in the playoffs?
Yeah.
But you could also look at Cooper like you look at Von Miller. It was a very different investment, different level of investment. But what was Von Miller? You know, he's never good. Even when they got him, when he was younger, he was not going to be like down in, down out game wrecker. He was not going to be Miles Garrett. He was not going to be somebody that was always on the field like Bruce or somebody in his prime. And you would have to like, No, he was more situational.
Right.
And what you wanted from Von Miller was, and you were on your way to getting it. That's how it goes, though. He got hurt. That play when you needed it. Like, they won a game in Kansas City, and Von Miller was pivotal to that.
Made three integral plays to the win in the fourth quarter. Not all sacks, but pressures that led to incompletions. He impacted. He was the closer. Like, they talked about whether they said that or that tag got thrown on him as soon as the Bills signed him. Like, that was the idea. He's going to help us close games out. And, yeah, they were on their way. He was on his way to doing that for them.
So you could look at Cooper like that. That, you know, maybe the Bills felt he's not prime Amari Cooper anymore, he's past his prime, but he can help us, and it's a draft pick next year, and we have an extra one of those anyway with the Diggs trade, so why not? I think maybe that is what I would say, that, you know, why not? He can help us, and we're trying to win right now, so let's go get Amari Cooper, but did it ever, I'm not sure this is about him or them, but did it ever really change how they played? They didn't need to push the ball down the field more often than they did. Even in the playoffs, really. Like, they just never really needed to do it. That's, like, fundamentally the conversation trying to predict this draft. Like, do they think they're good, or do they think they need Luther Burden? Right? Of course, I'm going to get to that name. But I feel like, you know, you could have looked at Cooper as, just give me a couple of plays in the playoffs like
and
Von Miller was.
How much, I mean, I don't even know what this is to say, but I it's in my head. It's popped in there for a third time now. I repressed it the first two times. The third down play in the playoffs on the Bills, you know, the drive that mattered, right? The drive that cost them their opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. Like, if he gets away, like, somebody get just like his foot or something. Like, if that guy misses him, or he makes that guy miss, that could be a big gain. And that is Von Miller. That is, here it is, the game is on the line, and we got this guy, and we're doing this. And that's not a way. I don't recall him catching a lot of passes like that one in the season prior to that, but here it is. And if he gets around that edge, you know, I don't know if he's scoring, but he's gaining a lot of yards, and that's the play. Like, there it is. Thank God we went and got Amari Cooper. Like, that trade is being lauded. if that play works better than it did, and instead it didn't. He lost his footing a little bit. The guy caught his foot, and he went down, and they had, you know, third and seven or whatever they had, or fourth and
fourth. Yeah. Yeah, that's Von Miller if he gets blocked, gets picked up by Samaje Perine instead of, like, getting to the quarterback, right? Just it didn't happen, and I don't know. I still think, end of the day, the Bills probably really like their offense. Anybody want to challenge that? Like, do you agree with that? I think they probably, shouldn't they? Would somebody who doesn't care about the Bills say different? Shouldn't they really like their offense? You know, you'd get to Cook. You'd get to Everybody Eats. You know, that didn't go badly. I almost said it went great.
I don't know. You know, that's interesting. I think, like, we know they set a franchise record for points, and we know they were second in the league in scoring. And, like, any fan that isn't a Bills fan, any football fan, could find that information. But they're probably not sitting around over lunch, if they're talking with their friends about it, with that stuff stored away like we have it. And if a thing that you would do to determine what you think of the Bills' offense would be to go look at their players, go look at their depth chart, I don't know, man. Like, I could see me making the same mistake I made about passing yards in 1991 about a team like the Bills. I might forget here now. It's April. The season ended in January, for them anyways. And we're just talking. We're just a bunch of dudes talking about football. And yeah, the Bills, man, that offense was really good. And I'm going to go look at, and I'm going to go, okay, I mean, the running back scored a bunch of touchdowns. Matt Hollins, I'm sorry. Like, who are their guys?
Well,
you know, like, who, how did they do so well? Because there's not a lot here.
I know, but when that happens to me, who I question is myself.
Right.
Like, some of those Brady Patriots teams, didn't we do that? Like, who are these guys?
Yeah.
How can you explain this? Super Bowl winner. I mean, okay, maybe he's really good, but who are these other guys? And isn't it beatable? And then two decades went by.
Right.
You know, so
with pretty much a rotating cast of people in those roles of the who are these guys.
I mean, anybody can say who was Mac Hollins, but the Bills had a purpose for him. Like, they had a reason for signing him. He played a role. He helped them. Like, it wasn't to them probably an accident. Maybe to us it would be like more of a fluke, but to them it probably was not an accident. And Shakir is not an accident, right? And what you ever got from Coleman and Kincaid and Samuel were sort of like this and that, and Cooper. And so you and I go, or anybody sort of on the so-called receiver train can be like, yeah, I don't really like any of these players. And I don't even know if Cook is here. Like, just, uh-oh. But you can get to uh-oh, probably, if you want. I'm not there. But it does look, like you're saying, it does to me look like a team that could use a you know, new talent.
Mm-hmm.
And this, it's draft time. Like, this is when you do that. I did see a mock draft today from Evan Silva, who was on our show last Monday, putting the Bills on Luther Burden. And Jeremy tweeted that he saw another one where somebody had the Bills on. I think there's maybe some copycat in this, but he saw another one where they put the Bills on Luther Burden. And this is the closest I think we've been to maybe they would actually do that. Like, there's been no receiver, Chris Trapasso today. There's, you know, different, we've had many conversations with him. We've had conversations with other guys. Who's been putting the Bills on receiver at 30? And who is it? Like, here and there.
It's probably happened a couple times, but it's not. Yeah, it is not a regular occurrence at all. It stands out when it happens.
Yes, it's always defensive tackle or corner. Or edge, even. Edge is third.
I agree.
And then receiver is here and there. What I think is exciting about seeing this from Evan is, so, and this is no disrespect to Chris or the other guys, the many guys who are really into, really heady and do this all the time. You know, Chris Trapasso does a mock draft every week. Todd McShay's yesterday was his third. PFF's, Warren Sharp's are like 4.0. Like, this is what happens. Mm-hmm. This is Evan's first, and I know him. And what he is trying to do, and this is, again, to say that other guys are not trying to do this, he's trying to be right. It's next week, and this is his first mock draft, and he's trying to be right. He's going to bet these. That's what Evan does, is he's going to bet these. And for him to put, I think that's what is the kind of with Evan or Chris Trapasso or anybody right now, I think, I don't know, what would Chris say?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But like, he's probably always trying to be right, but you're also sort of moving with different speculation and there's news along the way and things, you know, need updating. I think right now, Brugler, all those guys are at the point, Schefter, where they're trying to like sort of put it down now, okay? We're talking to teams. Teams are closer to knowing what they really want. So here. And I think that's what, to me, because I'm biased, I want the Bills to do this for fun. And, you know, maybe it's a good pick. Maybe it's a terrible idea. People will tell you that. Receiver. But I think now we're close.
Yeah.
And I know he's not just trying to wow you. He's trying to be right. So I don't know who he knows or what he's going by, if anything, other than common sense or logic. But Burden, I think, is probably available. And he presents, other than Travis Hunter, I believe, the greatest ceiling of all the receivers in this thing. I think he gives you the most upside of anybody. And I think he's there at 30. Would the Bills do it? We don't know. We'll find out.
It's interesting. A couple things here. I mean, we'll talk to Chris. Not that I want to get all into this again, but last week you weren't here for Chris's visit, and we spent, I hope it wasn't like an indulgent, self-indulgent amount of time talking about process, like his process. And I mentioned how, like, how I do what I do. Like, I don't consume a ton of this kind of content because I want to, if I stumble into a take, I want it to be honest, even if it's the same thing that somebody said in Boston or Pittsburgh or wherever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be corrupted is too strong, but like, I don't want to, you know. And if I do like something and I want to use it, I like to try to credit wherever that comes from. And I think you're the same way. So like, I don't want to muddy my waters, so to speak. And Chris was very like-minded. Like, mm-hmm. he doesn't want to study what everyone else does because he's trying to do what he's doing, you know, and believe in his process and do that. And the other piece of that is that he did today, his mock draft today was what I would do.
Yeah.
If I were, you know, every one of these teams. And did you see where Burden went in that exercise?
Way earlier.
12th, maybe. Like, in the top 15 of the first round. It was just, like, you know, so funny that we're having this conversation and his name came up, and of course we'll talk to him. So I think he thinks very highly of that player, but again, that doesn't mean he believes he's going to go that high. This is what he would do if he were in charge. You know, guys that he likes fits for each team, and, you know, that's how you end up.
He put him at 6.
That high? Okay, wow.
He put him at 6. He's a very Raiders player. Luther Burden, the 3rd. Yeah. Well, the question ultimately always is it realistic? Well, I mean, there's one question. Another one, like, would you do it? But is it realistic? And that's been my hang-up with receiver this year is they've – everything. You already know. They've just done this twice. And would they like their offense? I bet they do. Mac Hollins is gone. Do you think they think that's a game changer? Maybe not. Maybe Palmer for them is the same or even better. And more, all the reasons you talk yourself into progress, more from Coleman, more maturity, more from Kincaid, stronger. You always want to do that. You want to be realistic too, but there's a sort of a slant in that direction. And
I bet they view Palmer as Hollins plus. And he better be because, you know, they're paying him 3 or 4 times what they were paying Mac Hollins last year. And they're paying him even more than Mac Hollins got this year to go to New England. So, but I think that, like, on the field that much, dirty work down the field, all that sort of stuff, I think that maybe is part of it. The other part of it is, you know, he should be a more productive receiver. And I'll say it again, he better be. Because they're not paying him through the roof or anything, but they're paying him. They're paying him more than they're paying Curtis Samuel. They're paying him way more than they paid Mac Hollins. So if I get Mac Hollins out of Josh Palmer, that's not going to be a W, I don't think, for them.
Well, Hollins is the blocker too. Like, he's on the field and not so much in the stats. He did lead them with 5 touchdown catches, but he caught 31 passes. I think Palmer's probably 40. I don't think he's much more than that. It's what he's been in his career every year but one. And again, like, how do they want to do it? Would they not think last year went well? Spreading the ball around to all these different guys, you know, Cook and his role. I want to still be assuming that Cook is on the field. Would they really be a team that wants to philosophically change how they play? The Bills?
Ooh, I definitely don't think they want to philosophically change how they play. But this is where, again, I mention that they did, however it turned out, they did go get a guy. So, and they have not really, I think Palmer, maybe best case scenario is somewhere between Hollins and maybe what you thought Cooper could be. Like, I don't think he's ever been and is not about to become a guy that is capable of being a number one guy. But he better be more than Hollins to me. But they still haven't – they need that guy still. They have not replaced that guy. Unless they have what I would consider to be unrealistic expectations of Palmer and are, you know, expecting bigger jumps from other guys like Coleman and or Kincaid. And it's okay to expect them to be better than they were last year, but you got to have, I think, some sort of fallback because they did pivot, you know, 6 weeks into the season and make a move for a guy. And I don't know, I'd rather not end up there again in October. I mean, it's fine to go, you know, we're always going to be, while the Bills are in this contending window, we're always going to be, you know, looking at, oh, who might be available at the trade deadline? Is that a fit? Can they afford him? What's the price? Yada, yada, because, you know, go get another guy. And you'd always talk yourself into that. But they actually did it last year, and that hole still has not been, to me, adequately addressed. And that is the reason why I don't want to just shout down any idea about Luther Burden or anybody else at 30 or 52, or excuse me, 56 or 62. Because I think that hole, that vacancy, you know, holes maybe a little strong, but that vacancy is still there.
I would just add to that by saying maybe again that from everything I read and listen to, I'm consuming as much draft stuff as is possible, I think. I don't know how much more I could read or listen to, but Burden's negatives are intangible. Like his negatives are work ethic, that kind of thing, like off the field. On the field, he's like a stud. And there was like sort of a tapering off of production on a kind of lousy offense. So maybe it's fair to make an excuse for him there. But I think in terms of the draft, he's like the only guy for me for this. Like he's at 30. He's the only one. I mean, Ibuka is kind of interesting. Golden is gone. And I don't think I'd want him anyway. But it would look like great value.
Right.
McMillan is the same thing. McMillan is gone, but would also look like great value at 30. I'm not looking to trade up. I think Burden is probably on the board. And otherwise, I have to say it. I mean, I say this to everybody else. You never know who's going to actually be good. But when guys are ranking him as like wide receiver 2 and 3, kind of at every turn, and nobody's almost ever putting him there in terms of like where he goes, then I think I might have an opportunity if I can handle the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to think that the Bills can. But then there are all the questions like, what does it do for Coleman? And I think the question about all that is, like, do you have to care about that? Because it will look like, we talked about this yesterday at the beginning, it will look like bad planning if you go right back to receiver again, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a team that did set a franchise record in points. That's why it's always seemed unlikely. Or one reason.
I understand that. I guess I feel like you can push back on that.
Mm-hmm.
They have an MVP as their quarterback. Wanting to get him more stuff to make the passing offense better, make his job, his life even easier, make him even more productive. That argument can be made. So, yeah, I wonder, like, if the Chiefs drafted Burden at, where were they drafting? 31? 31. Like, if the Bills don't like this idea, or they feel like they, you know, they like Kenny Grant more, or some corner or something, and they got to do it, and Burden's on the board, and the Chiefs just drafted Xavier Worthy last year in the first round, and he looks somewhat promising, more promising right now than Coleman looks, and they did it anyway, would I be, oh, what are you doing? Maybe Chiefs fans might, but me over here in Buffalo would be like, oh, man, they got another guy for Patrick Mahomes. So I think maybe fans outside of Buffalo could get there, could understand, like, I get it. You keep giving Allen premium talent, and you're gonna get there someday.
Yeah, I mean, it's really always a good question about whether or not that's better, because it's clear that they have holes, quote, holes on defense. But what actually gives me a better chance of winning? 803-0550 for your calls. The aforementioned Chris Trapasso joins us at 4 today. We'll look to hear from you next. Draft in 8 days. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
2023 Luther Burden tape is like a top 10 player in this draft. Obviously, he fell off, and even in addition to falling off, some of the sort of biggest concerns people have are on-field attitude. Like, did he kind of give up, right? Did he check out of these games mentally? Did he kind of bail on things when it got tough? And is that a concern for teams, you know, going forward? Because as a dynamic playmaker, Luther Burden has abilities that not many receivers in this draft have.
How does that sound? Sam Monson, does that sound like a guy you want or a guy you avoid?
There's a little George Pickens-y sound in there to me, right? Like, just this isn't going well. I don't feel like blocking on this play. The ball snap is going to stand here. I don't know. I mean, I haven't watched the tape, so I don't know. But that description sounds a little... I think Pickens has been guilty of some of that at the NFL level so far. And, like, that's a guy I wouldn't touch, Pickens. I just think it's been too evident at the NFL level that that's kind of his attitude. I don't know. Like, this kid could have been just... To some extent, I might understand it. Like, I was thought of as one of the best receivers in the country off of last year. I got a new quarterback at this offense. I'm being thrown all these balls at the line of scrimmage. And I'm just getting – I'm exposing myself to contact I don't need to be exposing myself to. And, the payday's coming. And I want to be in shape to greet the train when it comes. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that – you would have to assume or expect the same sort of, if there was this sort of disconnect there, that you would have that problem with him once he gets to the NFL. Because I respect any kid who's staring at the opportunity a guy like him was, and the year starts and it's going a certain way, and you're just going to feel like, this could be bad for me. And ultimately, sure, team game, you know, rah-rah and all that, but... The guy's got to make it to April. He's got to make it to April with his knees and his shoulders and his Achilles tendons and everything intact and his head, all of it. And so, I don't know. Doing that in college at a program that was going nowhere is a very different thing than doing it for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the NFL, I would say, like Pickens has. So I'd want to make sure. I mean, I'd want to certainly sit with him and get some sense of it. You know, so
still can't know.
Right.
Yeah, you have to decide. And it's another reason for me to think that the Bills coming off of Coleman just wouldn't risk it. Like, we've got a good offense. We need a starting corner. We want starting interior defensive line. Brandon Bean is at a point now, if it comes to this, where he's, you know, in question, some of these picks recently with Elam, of course, famously, I think they play it safer. But safer for me is sort of like a problem. I want the upside. I admit, I always do. 803-0550. I wasn't here Wednesday through Friday last week. Any new Cook takes? There's no news on that, right?
Nothing's new on that. No, I don't think it really... I don't think I ever felt the need to really get into it at all last week. It just sort of was there, you know?
Are you any closer, or do you think they're any closer to a move? I want to at least not assume so because of what Bean said last, which is we're onto the draft now, and yeah. If they were onto the draft, then they're onto the draft. Like, that wouldn't – these day-to-day, you know, days going by where they're not – acting on Cook doesn't, if they're even not, like, who knows what's maybe happening, but I don't think it would have to mean anything.
I don't sense they're any closer to anything, but I do feel, I believe that they would be inclined to keep their options completely open there. I think it's part of the reason why you don't just extend the player and satisfy him and give him what he wants. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to do that, but one that's maybe not as important as, well, not paying a running back $15 million a year who's only on the field less than 50% of the time for me, is to keep my options open. If there is a team out there, I don't know, maybe there's some team that really loves the North Carolina guy or one of the Ohio State guys, and the draft falls a certain way. Does that say like those teams shouldn't be able to pivot to any one of six other running backs later in the draft? But they might feel like there's a line. These guys, and then the rest of these guys are, yeah, sure, they're functional, they're fine, but we want better than that. And they like Cook and want to give you, I don't know, a third? I would want to have that option if I were Brandon Bean and the Bills. Because I think you should be, and I think they are. They've had running backs in here to visit. They're doing their work.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think they should be ready if someone hits them with an offer that just makes too much sense, where they can reset the entire thing and even do great if the guy hits. I mean, you're talking about drafting a replacement, maybe even with the pick you get in return for Cook, and then you're at, you know, $1 million a year for the next 4 years or 3 years, right? Cook's salary was around $1 million for 3 years, and now this year it bumps up to $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing great if that happens, if I can trust that the production is going to be reasonably replaced. And I've alleviated whatever headache could have been coming. I'm alleviating any concern about the player feeling slighted and even the guys on the team feeling like, oh, they should have taken care of Cook. I mean, if Cook's not here, out of sight, out of mind, who's the new guy? Is he any good? Oh, look, he's good. Great, fine. We're all fine here. I think whatever distraction there is goes away. And then it just becomes all about how good is the new guy. And if he's decent, then it's a non-story, I think.
No, he has to be, though.
Yes, that's right. And there's not you should not have certainty that he will be. You can
really.
You can like a guy, fine, but you know who knows.
What you should feel very confident about, though, is that your running game isn't dependent on your running back. It's dependent on the rest of it. It's dependent on your run blocking, your scheme, your players. Like it's the running back is the beneficiary.
Even your quarterback. I mean, Allen, not just passing. Allen is a weapon. Helps their running back, helps their running backs. So they're set up to have, you know, a different guy in there have success, I think.
Remember the one game Cook missed last year?
Yeah, the Jet game in New York.
At the Jets. The Bills won without him somehow. And you know what Davis went for?
I know he had the big sort of he had the big catch downfield, so I know that like that's the play that stands out in that game to me from him. But I don't know his rushing stat line off the top of my head.
Yards from scrimmage 152.
Okay, yeah, like maybe 60 40, of it was that reception.
42.
Okay,
maybe.
All right,
count it though. Cook
had
plenty of that.
Sure, that's right.
152 from Davis, the one game Cook missed at the Jets. Not the easiest. 803-0550. You're right.
Of course.
I was.
Yep. Good.
You're right. I was on Tankathon today.
Oh Jesus!
You were right. You out there were correct. I dabbled on first run Sabres. Two things on Tankathon, with one game left in the Sabres season. First, so big one tomorrow. If they lose in regulation, they move up one spot in the percentages from 6.5% to 7.5%. You'd want that. So there's one thing. The other thing is, so when you call up, it's tankathon.com, and they have it for every sport. When you call up, at least now, maybe it changes depending on the season, when you call up Tankathon, when you call up the site, you know, type it in, you get the NBA first. The page that comes up is the NBA. And we're into the play-in rounds now. The regular season is over. NHL season will be over tomorrow. So, NFL, it's unusual this year. No team has traded its number one pick. Every team still has its original number one pick. All 32. NBA, the teams that are in the playoffs, how many? It's a 30-team league, so it's 16 in the playoffs. I don't know what to do with the play-in teams, but there's a line here on tankathon.com. I got 16 teams under the line.
Mm-hmm.
How many have their first-round pick?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm going to guess that like a half a dozen or so of them traded away their 2025 first-round pick in 1985.
Right, years ago, right.
So half to, I'm going to say 10.
Three.
Okay.
Three teams in the NBA playoffs have their first-round pick for this year. June, right?
Mm-hmm.
NFL, nobody moves. Hockey, a few don't also. I mean, hockey's the better comparison. But, yeah, a lot of teams in the playoffs have also traded their number one. Not to the Sabres, unfortunately. None of them has done that. Like, Nashville has three ones. Philadelphia has three ones. Calgary has two, but not their own. So there's been a lot of that. But football, not one move has been made. Will it happen? We get into Thursday. I wonder if in this draft, teams are really going to want to move up. They probably will. They always do. Somebody, it kind of always happens.
Yeah.
But
even with what looks like a long plateau, teams are going to have preferences that don't line up with whatever we think the consensus is. So,
yeah.
That happens. But, yeah, I think if we were going to get any sort of dramatic stuff up top, that something would have already happened. You know, I mean, I know, you know, teams can do this sort of thing right up until the minute the draft, you know, is going right until they're on the clock. But there just has not been any real talk about it. And I think that's because the perception is, as much as it's been maybe in certain circles, it's been tried to, it's been attempted to talk it into existence that all these quarterbacks are hot commodities. But I think much more likely is the scenario you've been talking about for weeks, if not months, where one of the, Cleveland, the Giants, you know, any of the teams that need a quarterback that aren't going to get Cam Ward, maybe will be inclined, and maybe the race will be between those teams to sort of gauge, like, how who's flinching first, right? Is Cleveland going to start calling teams that are in the 20s? Because they want to get their hands on Shedeur Sanders at some degree of a discounted rate as opposed to doing it in the top, you know, top couple picks. Same for the Giants. Could they, you know, wait and Thursday's going by and it gets into its pick 25? Like, okay. And I think I'd mentioned this already one day this week. You would already, like, those teams would have already had conversations with those teams in that region of the draft. And, you know, maybe there's something that they feel entirely confident about. But I think it's likely the only first-round trades are those. Like, minor, like the Bills could move from 30 to 28 because there's a tackle they love and they're worried that somebody ahead of them is going to scoop them up, so they move.
Oh, they're absolutely going to do that.
So, like, so that, and then, so little moves, right? The Giants from whatever pick they have in round two, it's high, back into the first round. Like, that's not costly. That's not next year's one or any of that kind of stuff. I think those sorts of first-round trades, I would still, I don't know, expect might be a little strong, but, like, I think the likelihood of that is pretty decent. And anything else, I just don't really expect it.
Yeah, you wait until you're on the clock there for that trade. You don't do it right now, because then somebody else comes in over the top of you, right? I don't like your. I didn't like your face when I mentioned the Flyers and the odds.
Oh no!
I felt like you were very.
I
angry about
purposefully
that.
Tried to look like I wanted to hit you, and then I stared at the camera for a while because, yeah, I'm just trying to play it up. You know, we've got a TV show. Now, so yeah. The tank. Somebody called me last week one day, and I don't even remember how it came up, but I was like, are you worried about them winning these games? Something like that. I was like, I've not thought about it one time. I couldn't possibly even begin to consider caring. I do not care.
I know. It hasn't really crossed my mind at all this year either. Especially now there's one left, and the team they're right ahead of is the opponent. They canceled practice today. They must not think it's too serious, this win tomorrow. Ah! I thought about that for a few minutes, canceling practice.
Lindy is still on $8.99, by the way. He's been bristling about, like, yeah, you last week, like, he bristled on Tuesday. It came up again on Thursday, and he just doesn't want to talk about it, and they haven't won since.
That's the thing. We've been talking for a long time about, oh, well, the Sabres are playing better, end of the season, go figure. It wasn't the end of the season yet.
No, right.
Now it's the end of the season. Like, they could go in on a 5-game losing streak.
Right.
Thanks a lot. We're not getting to 80.
No.
803-0550, Chris Trapasso at 4, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. Wednesday, so Chris Trapasso coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll talk to him again next week and once more after the draft. Speaking of drafts, which we were, I entered a very fun thing called a dispersal draft last night.
Okay, now? What happens next?
Jumped on a stream with my friend JD up in Toronto, a fantasy draft. He invited me sort of last minute, and I jumped on with him, and we drafted a team in a tournament. And at the end of it, he mentioned this other league he's in. They're looking for somebody. I'm like, I'll do it.
Sure.
I'm in a league with him. I like him. I'll play with him. So this league had 5 people dump. Not a great sign. I mean, I have to admit.
Well, the tariffs.
Tariffs, yes. Is that why there weren't more people at the game last night?
I think absolutely.
I couldn't sell tickets to that game.
I did not think about it ahead of time. I just assumed status quo, but I think almost definitely that was Canadians who don't want to support it and come across the border.
Yeah, well, it's their right.
Yep.
Whatever reason here in this one, 5 openings, and they took all the abandoned teams and put all the players from those teams in a dispersal draft.
Okay.
Those are fun.
Sure.
I'd like to see more of these in sports somehow.
Teams fold and then have their players dispersed throughout the league?
There's got to be a handful of teams in every league where we could get rid of them, like the Pirates. The Sabres, maybe. Honest, to be honest.
It hits a little close to home right now. The first thought I had was, so you're folding teams? How about the one that's, you know, can't sell out a Toronto game?
I don't want to, or come close. I don't want to fold them. I just want to, you know, mix it up a little bit. So the Pirates are a better example because no team hates their fans more than the Pirates. Like, you've got real talent, a couple guys. The Sabres have that, too. There are similarities.
There is. We don't have time now. Have you caught wind at all the story about the bricks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy cow.
I know.
It's
amazing.
4:45. At some point, I saw it last week and I just never got to it. It is amazing.
Yeah, the people bought commemorative bricks outside that ballpark and the Pirates just dug them up. They just dug them up
and sent them out to be we're going to do it right now and to be recycled. And they said they had no contact information for the people who bought the bricks. What? Like, what are you doing over there?
It's so bad.
They had already replaced them one or two times prior to this. They finally decided, let's just get rid of it altogether, and they're going to, I guess, build a different display that people won't be, they'll be more weatherproof, people won't be walking on it, whatever.
Oh, sure.
But no one had any idea, so fans started going to the ballpark for, you know, the first series of the season, and the bricks are gone, and like, you know, grandpa's name here, no, it's not there, where is it? Oh, it's being ground up into future bricks for other projects. Like, what?
Yeah.
You give those bricks to the people who bought them. What are you doing?
I, for one, am excited to spend $800 on a new one and then have it taken a sledgehammer to in 8 years.
We have no contact information for the people who bought the bricks. What are you doing?
Then you don't. I mean, you just... You go public. You do 100 other things before you just.
Why would you not have kept
it.
That information?
Just
like that blew my mind. Story blew my mind.
Well, there should be a dispersal draft.
All right, we didn't need 4:45.
The Mets should get Paul Skeens or something. I don't know. I don't really want that either. Chris Trapasso next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. WGR.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.